you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out the starting block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block, no K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Radio's loss is tavshow.com's gain. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to Starting Block for another week. You've got myself, Karina, and I'm joined by a man fresh out of his 14-day quarantine period, my co-captain Damo. Who are we, sir? All good over there. That'll bring the audience back. We've been here once in 6 weeks and a bit of phlegm to welcome the audience.
Hey, good evening, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In their millions.
Tuning in right around the world. Yes, the coronavirus, Greeno.
It's been a hot topic. Hot topic over the course of the period we've been on. Do we want to talk this now or do we want to get Unity Day updates?
No, we'll come back to Unity Day. We'll circle back around. Welcome to 2020, blockheads.
Yeah. We've done one show in 2020.
Did we?
Yeah.
When?
3 weeks ago.
Welcome to February 2020.
Welcome to February. We've managed to finally pull our asses into gear. It's been a big month and a bit. We had the big come down from the BE Troy Super Show. And then, so we had to take a few weeks off after that.
Correct.
And then we came back for 1 week and then we had to do Unity Day prep.
Unity
Day prep. So we were off for 1 week then.
That's right.
And then last week we're off for Unity Day post.
Recovery period.
Recovery period. The after party was still kicking on.
That's when we go around to the parents, to the customers, to the ticket holders, to the shareholders, to the staff, to the CEO, to the talent, and apologise profusely for everything that went wrong.
Well, I was just sitting there singing piss with BE and Troy.
Yeah. And Yahoo Serious.
And Yahoo. Not this year.
Not this year. No, I heard he went to the after party, though.
He still popped in.
Because he's still part of the Unity Day family.
The family, yeah. That's right. Yeah. The alumni, if you will.
Class of 2019.
Yeah, the class of 2019. If I can give a sneak peek.
Absolutely.
Chatting with Troy a little bit earlier. And preparations for 2021 Unity Day.
Have already begun. That's the way it rolls with Unity Day. There's no rest for the wicked, Greeno.
We shut the bad boy down and we get it back rolling again.
That's it. So now, tell us, we'll do coronavirus first.
Okay, we'll do coronavirus. Get this out of the way.
How about a little demo story time, Greeno?
A little bit of demo story time? All right, let's do a little bit of demo story time.
I like stories about
pinatas. Because I've got 28 stories of myself to get through. So let's get demo story time and early.
As you know, on my show, I've been hitting the coronavirus particularly.
That and pissing off half of our audience.
Pissing off half of the audience.
Yeah.
So here's the interesting part for me about – I have a very special connection to the coronavirus. And in particular – the Morrison government's complete lack of testicle fortitude when it comes to doing sweet fuck all about it, right?
I miss the old sound effect we used to have back at the WhoGLF with the dollar. It was the cash register.
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching. Going there.
Tell me about it. So
it only took 3 weeks for a deadly virus for us to go, hey, maybe it's not a good idea to accept any more people that have come from these affected areas.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, why would there possibly be any hold up on that? Mm. Oh, yeah, the school cash.
Yeah, school cash. In. That's the one. Third biggest industry in Australia, Greeno.
Yeah.
So as part of my run, you know, as I go around cleaning up the streets, I like to call it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I think of myself as like a superhero, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A superhero in a wife beater singlet. So I go around cleaning up the streets, taking out the trash, Greeno. As on part of my, you know, daily work is the biggest university in New South Wales, which is populated by around, I would say, a conservative estimate would be around 70% Chinese students.
Yeah, yeah, there or thereabouts.
And then from there, I go directly into the CBD and start driving around Chinatown.
Yeah.
So I am like consumed. I am swamped with potential new arrivees from potentially affected areas from a potentially dangerous, potentially deadly, potential virus.
Group. Yeah.
So, you know, it's I haven't been nervous about it, though, because it's like if it's going to strike you down.
I'm regretting my decision to finally show up for the show.
If it's going to strike you down, it's going to strike you down, right?
Yeah.
But I love, love, love.
Let's not tempt fate, though, shall we?
I love, love, love. The government's telling us, don't worry about the masks. You don't need the masks. Mm. You don't need the mask. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not living with like a million Chinese people down in Canberra, right?
Mm.
You don't have this same dynamic.
No.
So you're getting news reports saying that if you ask for quarantine, right, if you think that quarantining, again, a potentially deadly virus is you're getting called a racist for it,
yeah,
a fearmonger. It is fucking lunacy. It is complete madness. So the masks, they're saying, don't worry about the mask. We don't need a mask.
Mm.
I did a report on my show today, Greeno. There's a world shortage of masks because 70% of them made in China.
Made in Wuhan. Yeah.
Like, it's a sick fucking joke.
It is, yeah.
And one more thing, too, if I can just, like, keep hammering this.
Yeah.
Think of the airport, right? Mm. We have some of the strictest quarantine laws in the world, right? Mm. If you come into
Don't
Sydney
try and get
airport,
a fucking banana through.
Don't worry even about a banana. If you try to come through Sydney Airport and you've got dirt on the sole of your shoe,
oh yeah,
they will take your shoes off you and confiscate them.
They're gone.
Because there could be microscopic bacteria living in the dirt. You might have been walking in a field in Holland.
Yeah.
You know, skipping around the dike screener.
Mm.
And you come back home, there's dirt on your shoe. Sorry, we have to send you home shoeless, like a bum.
Yeah.
Because we need to protect the environment.
A bum? So, or Field of Dreams star Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Let's not forget about Shoeless Joe, Shoeless the great Joe. Shoeless Joe, Mr. Jackson. Tip of the hat to you, sir. What a legacy.
He's only been dead 80 years.
I know, right?
Tip of the hat, though.
I'm going to steal a joke from some other show that I like. I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah.
So you can line up for 2 hours waiting to get your shoes checked for dirt.
Mm.
And then at the other end of the airport, thousands of people pouring in from a bio crisis area, unchecked, not quarantined. Mm. What do we do when they get to the airport? This is for 3 weeks we were doing this.
Yeah.
We hand them a pamphlet.
Yeah.
And on the pamphlet, it says, if you've got the sniffles,
give us a holler.
Yeah, call this hotline.
Yeah.
But the hotline only operates between 9 and 5, Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
It's fucking staggering, Greeno.
What phones are they using, though?
It's staggering.
So can I avoid that phone?
Yeah, and you know my personal politics, right?
Mm.
But I don't care if it's a conservative or a lefty in office. I don't give a fuck. Like, this shows everybody, this shows all the voters what the real motivation. They don't care about you.
No.
They don't give a fuck about you.
We are.
We don't care if a handful of people die because we need that Chinese money rolling in, Greeno.
Mm.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah. I think it's been
sorry to start serious, but we haven't been here for 6 weeks, and I feel like I've been holding on to it.
Yeah, what 20 hours of broadcasting to yourself wasn't enough to vent.
No, of course not.
Excellent.
I did 2 shows today.
Demo. Yeah, exactly. Is this show number 3 been reading on this?
3.
I'm glad. Yeah,
it's show number 3 in what? 8 hours?
Ten minutes in, and it's all been angry to welcome back our listeners.
Oh.
Now, Damo, I'm going to take a different tact.
Okay.
I'm still going to think about the cash, Damo.
Good. Somebody has to. Who's thinking of the money?
And I've heard a lot of people going, look, this is going to cripple the travel industry. It's going to cripple a whole lot of other industries. But I'll tell you what industry I feel we need to protect here on the show.
What's that?
That's going to be impacted severely by the coronavirus.
Mm.
Rub and tugs. Now, I'm concerned that the potential risk of
hang on, when you talk about a rub and tug, just be like if you are a more innocent person, perhaps you're a devout Christian, a rub and tug is an establishment where you'll go in and be greeted by a scantily clad, usually young Asian lady who will give you a lovely massage and then finish it up with a little, whack on the willy.
Yeah. So I'm concerned that the avoidance
Asian massage
of people scared, concerned about potential coronavirus from our Asian partners, this could cripple the rub and tug industry.
I like that the people who frequent the rub and tug establishments, Greeno, are not too concerned with STDs regularly on a regular basis. But the coronavirus, oh, fuck.
Look out.
I might have to take care of myself this week.
Now, I think us on the show, as the fixers we are, now, you know nothing about rub and tugs. I know nothing about deadly diseases.
Deadly diseases.
So here's my potential
solution. I take deadly diseases?
I think what we need to do is we need to champion the Robin Tugs until the end of this coronavirus.
I like it.
Strikes.
I like where this is going.
But I want to do it safe.
Support small business.
Want to do it safe. So okay. What we're going to propose to do is on this show, we're going to be handing out starting block hazmat suits, but with like a hole around the crutch area. To make sure.
An access point.
An access point. To make sure that whilst everything's still above board hygiene-wise, that the happy ending still is on the table.
But Greeno, if I'm wearing a hazmat suit except for my genitals, how will I enjoy the pleasurable massage?
Well, that's the risk you're going to have to take. You're going to have to deal with the massage or the hazmat suit.
I only go there for the massage, you
know.
That's
it. Well, you know, you can sort of rub down
in the suit.
In the suit.
Okay. Yeah. You could get her arm up maybe to your nipple.
Yeah. So there we go.
Or down to the back of your leg.
Either. Okay. So there's my fixer.
Okay, excellent stuff.
Yeah, that's my solution. So
if you run a rub and tug, get in touch
get
with Greeno at the starting block on Twitter.
Yeah.
Give us your address. Let us know, you know, how's business.
Prices, rates, yeah.
Well, we might get some freebies out of this.
What's the turnover this quarter?
Yeah.
You know, let us know.
How hard are you being hit by the coronavirus outbreak?
Because, you know, it's the silent victims demo.
Yeah.
You know, no one's sticking up for the little man or the little Asian woman in this case.
Just because the children being exploited can't speak English in these establishments doesn't mean that they shouldn't have a champion out there speaking on their behalf.
Exactly.
And we're that champion.
They still need their money.
Yeah.
Damo!
A woman's got to eat, Greeno.
Exactly.
Rice isn't as cheap as it used to be.
I like stories about piñatas.
Off some story time. So we haven't been here for a few weeks. Do we want to... actually, let's do a bit of a step back in time.
Let's do it.
So the reason we missed the show 4 weeks ago.
Mm.
4 weeks ago? Yeah, I think it was three weeks ago.
Four, whatever.
Whatever, it's been a while.
Time flies.
Yeah, 4 weeks. Basically, the reason we weren't here is I had a work dinner to attend. Mm. We had my entire team come up from Melbourne.
Was it a gala event?
No, it wasn't a gala event. It was basically the first time
Black
my entire
tie.
Team across Australia had been in the one site.
Oh, okay.
We said, well, you're here, let's go out and have some dinner.
Cool.
So... The day was pleasant. We organised a lot of stuff. It was well worth the day.
It wasn't a chicken thigh schnitzel, was it?
It was definitely not a chicken thigh schnitzel. We had a lovely meal in the city.
Mm.
And then at the end of the evening, everyone was like, because it was a Wednesday night, obviously.
Of course.
So school night.
School night, yeah.
But.
In bed early, lights out by 9.
But the boys that had come up from Melbourne were like, oh, do we stick around and have a couple more beers?
Yeah, because
like,
we're not working tomorrow.
I said, look, I don't have too many nights out. I've already missed the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna go home at 8.
No,
actually, it was like 6 at this point.
Six. So you could have made the show, really.
No. Like I'd had a few by that point.
So what?
6:37. Anyway, doesn't matter. So I was like, all right, let's see how we go. We'll have a couple more. Mm. Where are we gonna go?
Yep.
So we went to the Dank, which is the Paragon in the city.
Oh yeah.
I had to show the boys the Dank.
That is a Dank.
So. Had a few there.
That's and one of the dankiest danks.
It's dankiest danks.
It smells like mold.
It's fantastic.
The floor is wet all the time when it shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah, even at 7 a.m., doesn't matter. It's sensational.
It's a hell of a joint.
I'll
show you what Sydney's all about.
So we were there till about 10, and that's about the point where we probably should have called it a night. But the boys were like, look, we could probably have a couple more. But can we go somewhere else a bit classier?
Sure.
Now,
would you take them Pyrmont Bridge Hotel?
You know me. I don't know anywhere.
Three Aces?
I don't know anywhere classy, right? I'm a dank man.
Yeah.
So I said, well, let's just walk towards, you know, the heart of the city.
We'll hit something.
And see if happens. Yep. Lo and behold, we walk past the establishment.
Oh, okay.
Which is quite a trendy venue.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, looking in, I'm like, boys, I don't know. Like, this could be a bit X-y.
Yeah, it's a place for, like, the early 20s to get a few vodka. Into them before they start hitting the clubs, right?
So, but Wednesday night, I thought we might be okay.
Yeah.
That is special. Double shots.
Yeah, there you go.
Mixer, $17.
Okay.
So $12 for a single, $5 to make it a double.
Can't
do triples anymore.
You can't do
triples. Doubles.
I didn't know. I thought they banned doubles as well in the city.
Well, they're still selling them.
and you just ratted on this joint.
Yeah, fuck them. So the boys like, hang on, $17 doubles.
Yeah.
We've got to have a few of these.
Yeah.
So this seems like a good idea at 10 p.m.
Yeah, everything's going to go a lot better after this.
So we did it. We did the equivalent of a full round of 5 of us.
Yep.
Which at 10 p.m. after a bunch of beers, wine, all that kind of stuff, a few rums already been had.
Getting loose.
With the equivalent of 10 shots.
What was your liquor of choice?
It was rum and dry.
Rum and dry.
Okay. On the dry. So that was all well and good. $17 doubles. I regretted it the next day because we all still had to get work. We had a 7:30 a.m. meeting.
I
didn't get home till about 1.
Oh.
And it was that shady one where I woke up in the morning still completely blind drunk.
Yeah, you feel like you haven't slept.
My hangover didn't kick in till the afternoon.
So it
was a battle, but we dealt with that.
That's when you start getting like the cotton mouth and your bones start hurting afternoon. Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's what the highlight of the night was, though. Have you ever seen a hooker battle?
I can't say I have, funnily enough. I've seen a lot of things in this city at like 2 in the morning. I've never seen two hookers fighting.
No, not two hookers fighting. I'll explain.
Oh.
So what happened is we arrived at this venue and we look over at these two girls and we're like, they are definitely hookers. Ugh. Like no fucking doubt in my – but they were high class.
Yep.
Because they were hanging around the establishment trying to get, you know, a bit of cash.
These are your like 500 an hour kind of ladies.
We didn't haggle over price.
Well, there's a range. You can tell like the 500 an hour ladies are probably in a different league to the $60 till the job's done.
That's it.
You know.
So we're watching and we're like, well, let's just see how this pans out and see if we're right.
Oh, it was a turf war.
So what we were watching is
this is my establishment, you bitch.
So what happened is we see two dudes come over about an hour. We're about two doubles in at
one
this
each.
Point.
That's okay.
And they come over, they start chatting, and they're having a good time. We're like, hey, transaction's about to hit here.
We've got customers.
And they start to and then they start to move elsewhere. And we're like, fucking, it's on. We're fucking right. We're right. But then two other guys come swooping in and offer them more money.
Oh.
So then you have two guys battling two other guys to see who's going to pay the two hookers.
Yeah, but we were in a contractual arrangement first.
Well, I think, something must have gone awry because I think couple number two, two blokes number two, decided to come in with a bit of extra auction cash.
Ah, they tried to outbid them.
And jump on in.
Mm.
So we're like, I've never seen this before.
No.
We've just had a hooker steal halfway through a transaction.
A hooker steal. Coming in late with the steal over the top.
So the second group of guys.
They should have set it up like the Price is Right.
Yeah.
You know, get as close to you can to the price without going over.
Yeah. So what happened then is they leave with the new guys and we're like, well, fucking, we were spot on. Good pick.
Yeah.
Now, later that night.
Smart business ladies, obviously.
Later that night, my boss messaged me and he's like, hope you got home all right. Those doubles, fucking bad idea. By the way, story to tell you when we get to work tomorrow.
Okay.
Turns out, as he was walking back to his hotel, something went awry with the financial transaction of
the
group
new guys,
two,
right?
To the point where the ladies were like,
"The check bounced."
Fuck, hang on a sec. We've just missed out on payday
guaranteed,
number one.
Guaranteed cash.
Number two's disappeared because they were left with no guys as my boss walked past them in the end of the night.
There you go.
So a hooker steal doesn't always pay off.
Nah, there you go.
It doesn't pay off.
So they came in with the steal and then didn't produce the goods.
I think they may have underestimated the expense when it came to that.
Oh, that'll happen.
But what a great way to go to ad break number one.
You got
to
friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
Now with less than 3% sport content. It's The Starting Block on TAVShow.com.
Yes, welcome back to The Block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, Greeno, the best way to do so, the little bluebird, via @TheStartingBlock for Greeno. One word, drop the K at the end. Do not forget to drop that K. Follow me @BoogieBumper. What do we got next, Greeno?
We had some concerns. BE just got in touch. He was concerned that our uni day coordinator, Troy, may have missed the live programming.
Oh, really?
for reasons known as trash reality television.
Trash reality, which is your forte, of course.
Oh, not reality television, just trash
just
television.
Just Dr. Doctor.
Dr. Doctor, yeah. Right. He's back to his bad boy ways this year, Damo. This is going to be the best season ever.
Good to see Troy back to his old ways.
Yeah. But good to know
Troy. As long as he keeps working hard on Unity Day 2021.
Yeah. But he's back in the chat now, so good to see. Hopefully his focus is solely on block topics now.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of the year.
He has set up his own little chat line, though, when it comes to Married at First Sight topics.
Oh, right. A little fan group.
Yeah, I think so. Team Troy and maths.
That sounds horrifying.
Yes, that's terrible. Yeah. I watched 3 minutes of it the other day.
Yep. Any sorts?
The wife had it on. It was two lesbians getting married.
Oh, of course, yeah.
With real bitchy bridesmaids, and that was about as much as I could stomach.
Yeah,
Damo, let's talk about something that is a lot better than Married at First Sight. We're going to talk a little
like
bit.
What exactly?
Unity Day, sir.
Unity Day.
Unity Day 2020. Dare say.
How did you start Unity Day? Like, did you wake up excited? I couldn't sleep, personally.
I was pumped leading into it. But when your first text message arrives and it's Jason Donovan asking for a jump start.
Yeah.
That puts a fucking sour taste on the start of the day.
Yeah, it's like you're getting out of bed and you're like, your wife's like, what are you doing? It's so early. Yeah. It's like, Jason fucking Donovan.
He's had the dollar van out there, but problem is that he left too many things on.
It's like, Jason, we called it the dollar van because we're selling the VHS videotapes for a dollar. We didn't expect you to spend a dollar on the van.
On the van.
Can you get a fucking tune-up, mate?
We got him jump-started, and he arrived to flog his merch, which was good to see.
Flog his merch.
then we obviously had the other issue early on, a bit of a booking faux pas.
Yeah.
Where the booking agency, instead of sending Colette sent us Tony Collette.
Innocent mistake.
It does happen, but we had to sit there and make Tony bone up pretty quickly on Ring My Bell.
Yep, we had to put in an emergency priority funding report, Greeno, to TAVshow.com HQ and the CEO and owner of TAVshow.com, Greeno, James R.
Yeah.
Of course, going through Dorothy Boyd first. But James did offer to put off the purchase of a barrel of pistachio nuts in order to cover the extra cost that was coming with Toni Collette.
Correct. And don't get me wrong, it was complete.
We had to have a Collette up there on the
stage. Someone singing Ring My Bell, either way in fucking a fluoro top. We didn't care which Collette it was.
And we weren't going to let Peter Cetera anywhere near the microphone.
At the early stage, I would have accepted a fucking Collette man. It didn't matter. We were getting someone up there to sing Ring My Bell.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it all went off well from there. What else? Oh, we did have an issue with people throwing their children over the fence before Ingo's daycare center, Ingo's Got My Baby, opened.
Yeah, and let's be clear here. When you leave your children at Ingo's Got My Baby, it is on you to sign them in.
Yeah.
To sign them in.
Their theory was once the ticket's scanned, they could just chuck the kids over the fence, and it was then Ingo's responsibility.
We were missing a child for a few hours, a young boy named Johan Greener. Mm. Of Swedish descent, young Johan. And a few people were going up to you in the audience saying, are you Johan? And you were like, no, I'm Greeno.
Yeah.
I have the body of a 12-year-old Swedish boy.
Yeah.
But I'm not a 12-year-old Swedish boy.
Innocent mistake.
Yeah.
And then obviously we had the big finale, the celebrity death match, which in very controversial terms, there we go. BE versus Bruce Samazin. BE was all over the top of Bruce for the first for the entire 12 rounds.
Yeah.
But Bruce,
I don't think Bruce prepared as well as he should.
Bruce is a plucky little fucker because
he's got a lot of ticker. He's like Rudy.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's got a lot of heart.
He won't let that sale go, Damo.
I'm going to play for Notre Dame.
Yeah. Just as we thought BE was about to finish off the job, in sneaks Dieter Brummer.
Yep.
Low blows BE, and suddenly we're like, oh, hang on, but there's no disqualification in a death match.
No, we've got to wait till somebody dies, unfortunately.
Exactly. Now, the problem being, it doesn't matter who dies, as long as there's a death inside the cage.
Somebody has to die.
And unfortunately,
the audience demands blood, Greeno.
Exactly. The match can only end with a death, and unfortunately, Dieter Brummer, who'd had some of Yakov Smirnoff's tainted brosh earlier in the day, Tom was the man.
Died of food poisoning.
He died of food poisoning, unfortunately.
Slightly, just shortly after entering the ring.
Exactly. So BE gets the victory nonetheless.
I don't know how.
Yeah. Bruce escaped. Yeah.
Back to the real estate game for Bruce.
All's well that ends well. Cracking Unity Day 2020.
It's a great way to finish it off. It did take us a couple of days to scrub down Peter Etcetera's glory hole of love.
Yeah.
We brought in the forensic team, Greeno, with the blue light.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was all good after the first hour or two. Mm. But once Yakov got his mitts in there,
yeah,
it went a bit downhill.
Not one for hygiene, is Yakov?
Nah, not at all. Can we just talk about how great it was to hear some vintage 1980s Russian comedy?
Yeah, again.
From Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah. It's great to hear it again.
It's still as fresh as 1986.
Wasn't it?
It was unbelievable.
It's almost like we haven't heard of it for 30 years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it felt like.
It did. Yeah. Like we said, plans already underway for 2021. Mm. I've already put the feelers out for Troy and said, look, if there's a way we can secure the rights, I don't care who we get to perform it, all seven Police Academy films.
Like done, condensed down.
But done verbatim.
Like Shakespearean poetry style.
Similar to what we did with Yahoo Serious 2019.
Right.
With the Reckless Kelly.
Yep. Now, and Freddie Got Fingered.
And Freddie Got Fingered as well. Now, I'm not saying that the Goot is on the table.
Mm.
But if we could get the Goot.
The Goot.
To do all seven. I know he's only in the first two.
I want the Goot to do all seven movies, even though he's only in the first two. But he needs to play all characters.
Yeah, he needs to do the Michael Winslow. He needs to do play Hightower.
All of the dialogue.
He needs to play the short African American girl with the fro. He's got the high voice.
Get back from the rail, please.
He also needs to do the Bobcat Goldthwait as the bad guy.
He also needs to do the blonde chick.
Yeah.
And he needs to dress like her as well when he does her lines.
It's got
to
be as offensive as possible.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just a word, Greeno, from our very special celebrity endorser who was very apologetic that he couldn't make Unity Day.
Yeah.
But he has reached out to me in private and said that he is looking at trying to get his schedule organized to make sure that he can be here for Unity Day 2021. That's breaking exclusive news here on the block.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's hear from Jonathan.
Hey, how you guys doing? This is Jonathan Lipnicki. You may have seen me in the movie Jerry Maguire. I'm just kicking back with my pistachios. Is that something that you guys do on your podcast? I like almonds personally, but I'm gonna kick back with my almonds and I'm ready for another episode of The Starting Block. Good luck with your podcast, guys.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Looking forward to having him there next year.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I forgot about the big finale. We thought it was all over after the death match.
Mm.
Troy had a little surprise up his sleeve. Where one Don Camaro himself out to present to both.
Who's Don Camaro again, Greeno?
Are you talking about Don Camaro?
Magician. Don Camaro's lost his mind. Get ready for Don Camaro's Super Mega Sale Bonanza. Total liquidation of all magic and pet supplies. Ducks, box turtles, magic wands, and gorgeous barn assistants. And that's just the beginning. Snakes, magic hats, puppy sweaters, disappearing ink, all at prices too low to mention. Only at Don Camaro's Magic Events. That's Don Camaro's Magic Events. See you there.
It's good to have Don on board again.
Good to have back 2020 Don. Yeah, Don came out. We've never met Don in person. All communique has been through email. And those
carrier pigeon.
And those weird pigeons that magicians have.
Well, because he's a magic and pants store.
He is a magic and pants store. And so
no, it's magic and pants, isn't it?
No, it's magic and pants, it's fine. So basically, Don was kind enough to gift us as kind of a finale for Unity Day 2020.
For being on board for 2019.
A book of his personal journals.
Fantastic.
And I've never seen a man write so articulately about magic and pants until I went through the first 450 pages of Don Camaro's personal journals.
Yeah, and I bet it went through like that.
Oh, mate.
Big fonts.
It was dream reading.
Lots of pictures.
Dream reading.
Speaking of personal journals, Greeno, can I bring up something that we touched on at the end of last year?
I like stories about piñatas.
Oh, is this this or a step back in time?
It's probably both.
Ah, we'll do both.
So late last year, when we came up, we devised a wily scheme, Greeno, to propel this podcast to the next level.
Yep.
We realized that whether we were in the sports category or in the comedy category, we're neither really, because we're not funny and we don't really talk about sports.
Yeah, not one bit of sport in this rundown.
And no jokes.
Yeah.
Nothing amusing about this whatsoever. Oh,
there's no comedy written at all.
No. If there was a category for most depressing podcast, I think we could probably qualify.
If there was inverted narcissistic category, fucking right up our alley.
But then nobody would be in the inverted narcissistic podcast category because unless you were the only one in it, then it wouldn't be worth being in it, right?
Correct.
So we need a category all of our own.
Yeah.
So we came up with this wily scheme, this plot, if you will, to propel ourselves to the next level, we decided we're going to step into the world of personal journals podcasts.
That's correct. We thought that surely there's not many personal journal podcasts out there because our goal was to reach the heights of the Fergo and the Freak podcast.
That's right.
Who's ranking number 2 in the rugby podcast.
There you go. Number 2, rugby, Australia-wide.
Australia-wide. But then we realised there's obviously not many rugby podcasts. Maybe we need to go into rugby.
Maybe. Like we'll just call up Fergo and the Freak. We'll call it Greeno and the Freak.
Yeah.
And it'll be the Rugby League podcast with Greeno and the Freak. We've both been on Fergo and the Freak's podcast.
Cracking time,
times.
Had by all.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were meant to get those boys in for Uni Day, and then we just didn't do a show that week.
No, we didn't do it. No.
So we definitely have to get them in the studio.
We'll get them in for 2021. Yeah,
2021.
How about that? So here is the ranking screener. You sent this through.
Yeah. Now, my first concern here is...
This is our competition.
Yeah. Mamma Mia. Now, do you know much about Mia Freeman?
I do. Unfortunately, she runs the inane feminist website Mamma Mia.
That's correct.
Where they talk about things like systemic gender oppression, angry mums, Greeno.
Yeah, angry mums out there.
The pay gap is a common theme on her website. She's somebody who like gets brought onto the breakfast TV shows, not the star breakfast TV shows,
like
but
Studio
the ones,
10.
The ones that start at 9 o'clock in the morning after everyone's already gone to work or school.
Except the mums, Damo.
Yeah, well, the busy mums. Yeah, they've dropped the kids off their back.
They've dropped
the
kids off their back in time to watch some Mamma Mia. They're back to have some coffee. Or listen to a Mamma Mia podcast.
That's right. So unfortunately, like we were thinking about how are we going to topple the Mamma Mia No Filter podcast, Greeno? Yeah. And isn't it funny to have a podcast called No Filter when it's all about things that you can't say because they're too offensive?
Yeah, exactly.
So how are we going to topple the No Filter podcast? Because if you think about it, she has an army of estrogen-fueled mercenaries, Greeno, willing to do her bidding at the drop of a hat. We're talking about the women who, you know, the angry single mums and the angry mums generally. Drop the kids off at school. They fight that morning traffic to and from school. Like, that's a good 1 kilometre each way. Mm. Like, that's a big drive in the morning. Then it's down
and
to
the school zone. Don't forget the school zone.
That's right.
40 kilometres.
This is the training regime of how, you know, a regular lovely girl from the suburbs ends up becoming a estrogen-fueled killing machine. Because after they drop the kids off, it's then, where is it, Greeno? Down to the Woolworths or down to the Coles. And you know what cart wars can be like in the aisles, Greeno. Yeah. So that's where they cut their teeth.
Yeah.
So you can imagine by the time they're on their way home, they're ready to listen to a bit of Mia Freedman. They're all revved up.
They're pumped up.
They're revved up and ready to go.
I am woman, hear me roar, Damo.
So how are we going to topple these women from the top of the list? And I think...
Do you reckon the Mamma Mia crowd is big fans of Robin Tubbs? Because if not... We got off to a bad start this year.
Do you think if we fully embrace the rub and tug clientele, then we may be able to amass an army at least equal in size to the angry mums? Do you think that there's more gentlemen frequenting the Asian massage parlors than there is angry mums on the road or in the supermarkets?
We'll have to do. Get our research team
but
on
But that's
it.
Going to be the difficult part because unlike the angry mums, Greeno, the rub and tug guys don't really want to go online and tell you about their life all the time.
Exactly. I don't know how much the rub and tug audience is.
The angry mums want to tell you constantly about their life. Yeah. Oh, I had to put up with this. Oh, somebody said girl instead of woman. Oh, my fucking world is coming to an end. Rub and tug guys.
You got to take the man out of woman.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the latest developments in the Asian massage industry?
Yeah. What are we talking about, mate?
Coyotes.
Yeah.
Nothing. Tumbleweeds, Greeno. So they're not going to be very vocal.
So we're going to work hard out for us. So if you've got any tips on how we can topple the Mamma Mia podcast.
Get in touch.
Fuck it. We're just trying to get to number 2, really.
Yeah, we'll settle for top 5.
Yeah, top 5.
Let's see what's down here. Like,
surely.
Okay, women of the hour. Mum says my memoir is a life.
Yeah.
Titus for Titus. My father the murderer. I'm seeing a theme. Can we get some male influence here on this list?
I think the male rub and tug audience might be our ticket to victory.
Our ticket to freedom.
Yeah.
There you go.
We tried to latch onto a few different things.
The girls' bathroom, Bruno.
That is number 35. That's up 43 spots, Damo.
I'm surprised it's not number one.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want an insight into the girls' bathroom?
Can we quarantine number 37 podcast?
That's actually the antidote.
Yeah, that's it.
They've hidden it in 37 on the Personal Journals podcast.
There we go. All right, so we've got to work out first, but we'll fucking get there. 2020, that's our year.
Yep.
To top the Personal Journals podcast.
It's all happening.
Damo, if I may.
I like stories about piñatas.
Greeno story time, being on a...
I'm sorry, I have to address a comment in the chat from BE the Earth Reporter.
Yeah.
He may have fixed it. He said, call your show No Filter, as in I know.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of N-O-K-N-O-W.
Yeah.
Call it No Filter and use her picture.
Could be on something there, BE.
It could do it.
Yeah.
Imagine the shock when they tune in for the first time. So how about these rubbing tugs, huh?
Tugs, eh?
What are that coronavirus? Yeah. The owner of the Patriots, didn't he go to a rubbing tug and he get caught?
Yeah, Robert Kraft. Yeah.
So let's talk about Robert Kraft potentially contracting a deadly disease by getting in there and getting his dick pulled by a young Asian woman. So what the hell is this? Where's Mia? What have you done with Mia?
No filter. Ah, Damo.
I want to talk about the groceries.
We talked about my upcoming beach holiday in the lead up to me being off last week.
Your annual beach holiday.
The annual beach holiday.
That you whip yourself into shape for about 3 weeks of the year?
4 weeks, Damo. Had to get the beach bod
the training regime
intact. So it was, you know, a hard diet. Beer was out of the diet.
And disappointing for the ladies, we're not on camera tonight.
No.
He would show you his rippling abs. You can crack coconuts on these pecs.
No beer, no bread, no snacks, only three meals, no portion control, and a shit ton of exercise. So any spare minute during the day, exercising.
Exercise.
Didn't matter if it was sit-ups, pull-ups, bike rides.
What about do you do those glute moves where you sit in your chair and do the little butt tenses?
Mate. I already got a different glute regime.
Okay.
So that was all covered. So
your bum hole is in good condition.
So Beachbot, in that 4 week, managed to take 6 centimetres off my stomach, dropped 3 kilos and lost 2% body fat.
There you go.
In 4 weeks.
How did you measure your body fat?
I got a scale that does it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a pincer thing?
No. You're not doing
skin folds?
I don't know. No, I don't do skin folds.
Okay.
So anyway, was happy enough with the rig day one beach.
Hmm.
Shirt was off and I'm like, okay.
Feeling good about life.
Comfortable here. Give it a look, ladies. Absorb it.
Come and get it.
No filter here, Damo.
No filter.
No filter. Absorb it. Hmm. Now, what I didn't realise over the last two times I've been to this area, there's two types of people that live in the South Coast.
Right.
Old ducks and jailbait.
There's like a whole generation in the middle just missing.
Missing. So
the 35-year-olds, the 25 to 35-year-olds, Greener, are in their cheap government housing looking after the five kids from the six fathers.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So in my entire week there, sand shirt the entire time.
Not a single.
Not one person between the age of 17 and 60. Not one.
What a waste.
What did I do this for?
Where's my cheap thrill?
Where's my ogling?
Yeah, your wife's like, you look great, honey. You're like, I don't care about you. Shut up.
The wife doesn't give a fuck about the body. She's over it.
She has to hear about it.
Oh, no, I didn't shut up about the fuck. I'm like, have you seen my body? Yeah. Looking good?
Have you seen these?
Have you taken a photo?
I could cut glass with these.
How many photos you got with my shirt off?
Yeah.
There's my story. Fuck.
Honey, could you please put a shirt on? I'm trying to take a picture of Grandma. Would you mind putting the shirt back on, please?
What's the guy just hanging around the old ducks? Jailbait.
Sir, you have to wear a shirt in the restaurant?
Nah.
The buffet?
Sorry. I was disappointed. I had to go into a club at one point to put a bed on.
Yeah.
I had to put a shirt on. It's fucking such a downer. Don't get me wrong. As soon as I got in, I'm not washing it. Took it straight back off.
I like stories about piñatas.
Stephen's poll from a month ago.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, the
topical. That's what I like about this show. It's topical.
It is. Well, it's still topical because it was from the episode The Illustrious Return of the Block for 2020. We did one episode and fucked off again.
Excellent.
Given the new how low can you go standard, how would you rate your excitement levels?
Yeah.
The excitement levels of us.
Oh, so they're rating
our excitement levels.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're 15% of the vote, propaganda for new lows. With 20% of the vote, they were drunk slash stoned.
Yeah.
With 25% of the vote, monotone is the new thing. And with 40%, the winner was wake the fuck up, mates.
Wake the fuck up, mates.
I'm glad we saved that.
There you go.
For 3 weeks.
Great poll.
Damo, I got an email from my old friends at 2GLF. They're back at it.
Oh, are they? Really?
Because I don't think that...
they haven't got the message yet.
Not that. I think they're struggling. They're struggling for attendees. They're struggling for members. So
struggling for on-air talent, dare I say.
Now, yeah, a little bit. Now, do you remember back in the day when we did start, the training regime where we rocked up for a couple of days, we had a quick meeting, we fucked around on the board in the practice studio.
They gave us the ACMA guidelines and said, here, read this.
Yeah, go nuts. And then next week we're on air.
Yep.
Now, Damo, do you remember the reason we left the station? Because they wanted to fucking charge us money.
That's right.
To go on air when we didn't even go into the studio.
Correct. So we did the hero storm out Jerry Maguire move.
100%. Now, here's the email. Are you looking to present a program on Liverpool Fairfield Community Radio? Do you want to train as a presenter-producer? Here's your first chance for 2020. What will it cost? For station members, it's only $55 with 16 sessions. You got to sit through 16 sessions and pay $55 on top of your membership.
See, all of this went downhill when Mum left, right?
No, she's still there.
Is she really?
That's the one who sent the email.
You're joking. No. She wouldn't be in favour of any of this, I don't think.
Oh, it's not working. Yeah. But now they're charging for you to train.
Right.
As well as go on air, as well as membership.
That's tough.
That's not going
to
go well.
Imagine showing up to the rural fire service and then asking you to sign a check.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm happy that you'd like to volunteer for the rural fire service. Mm. You're doing a great community service here. Would you mind giving us your credit card details?
What? Yeah. What?
No, I don't think so.
I'll pass, thanks. Yeah. Can you play a bit of Hey Man, Nice Box?
Absolutely, Greedo.
Very good. Hey Man, Nice Box. We really need to get that intro on the board, considering we play it every week.
I'll get around to it at some point.
A couple of weeks ago, Damo, I don't know, it was quite a windy day in the city.
Windy day.
Now, out of all the activities in your perusal of the city throughout the night, during the morning as well.
The seedy underbelly of the city.
Where would you think flying a kite would fall in their list of activity priorities?
Very low.
Very low. You'd think so. But lo and behold, I'm walking out the front of my office and there's a group of homeless people. Getting a kite ready.
Homeless people flying a kite.
I thought, look, let's...
Isn't that lovely, though?
Let's scrounge together some change.
Yeah.
And put it to, we can put it towards a meal.
We won't buy food. We won't buy booze. Clothes.
No. Let's go get a kite.
Let's go get a kite.
And I'm like, something's missing here. Because it was a windy day. So
why can't they enjoy the simple pleasures of life, Green?
Shit was flying everywhere. And I'm like, fuck me, they're going to lose this kite.
Oh, no.
They're going to lose this kite. They're just fucking...
There's something else to put on the list.
Money on it.
Job, house, wife, family, and kite.
But I'm going to give a fucking tip of the hat to these guys.
Mm.
Because you know how they were fixers.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they fixed it?
How?
Put a brown bag on it with a long neck. Hold that bastard down. Wasn't going to fucking lose that kite. And they did it. The best way they could.
Hey, congratulations.
Brown bagging it.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30, right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, Make America Great Again, the nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week.
Yeah, back in the block, Jason Leno. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Jay Leno.
Mate, it's when you've got too much content
to get through. What do you think of that,
huh? And we've got a hard finish. Fuck it, we're cutting out the ad halfway through.
Hard finish.
Damo, we've been out of action for so many weeks.
Yep.
Hot stove, baby.
Hot stove. What's been happening in the hot stove world?
So much, it's not funny. Okay. I don't even have time to talk about how hot it is.
Okay. Holy shit, this is serious.
That's it. Ray's got a trade for Jose Martinez, Randy Azarina, and a Compay pick for Matthew Liberatore, a catching prospect and Compay pick. The Todd Frazier signed with the Rangers in a $5 million one-year deal, pending physical. Josh Donaldson went to the Twins on a four-year $92 million deal. The Jays signed Joe Panik. Azuna went to the Braves on $18 million, one-year deal. The Reds signed Nick Castellanos for 4 years, $64 million. And the D-backs traded to acquire Starling Marte. And today, the Giants finally made a very underwhelming move in getting Wilmer Flores for 2 years for $12 million, I think it was in total.
Nothing happening in Oakland?
No, it's all very quiet.
They don't really do much in trade.
They do trades. They just wait till the end
and then it's like, you know, it's really like bottom end stuff that they do, isn't it?
They do value deals.
Yeah.
They've got a good nucleus.
They trade for futures and then trade them away a couple of years later.
Yeah, exactly.
Develop them into players.
Get them until they start wanting money and then they fuck them off.
Yep.
Damo, Earth Report time.
Let's do it.
Let's get in there with...
Wind, water,
heart,
go planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
It's good to have the Earth Report back, Reno. Motorway sign, this is of course coming to us courtesy of the victor of the celebrity death match at Unity Day 2020, Greeno, BE from the UK via the AU. Motorway sign asked for nudes. Drivers motoring along a Kentucky highway were surprised when an electronic road sign asked them to send nudes, Greeno. Send it to who?
Yeah, exactly.
Just in general?
Just in general.
Mum, I saw this sign. You're here. Here's my penis.
Gotta send him.
The sign on Highway 92 in Pine Knot was hacked last Thursday night with the Uncommon Transport Department request. The contractor that owns the sign said that the sign is password coded and insists that none of its employees were involved in the prank, Greeno. I bet you the password was like 1234.
Yeah, 1234. Yeah.
Or password.
Yeah.
The requester of said nudes is yet to be identified. Greeno, a man hospitalized in Mexico after taking bull Viagra.
Why is there a bull Viagra?
Well, because bulls have big dicks. A regular Viagra isn't going to do the job.
Is there an impotency issue with the bull community?
No, but the bull community, like if you want your bull to mate and create little baby bulls and little baby cows,
yeah,
it's on the farmer's terms, right? Because you've got to set it up. You've got to put the
bit of mood lining.
Yeah, you've got to put the cow and the bull in the same pen at the same time. They might not hit it off.
Oh, yeah.
There might not be chemistry, so you have to basically date rape the bull.
Wow.
To get
this
it prepped.
This seems like the kind of thing that Mia Friedman would be all over.
This is at home in the personal journals. You think that Mia Friedman is interested in prepping the bull, Greeno?
Maybe.
You think?
Let's get going. We're behind time.
The man got an erection that lasted 3 days after he ingested the drug, which is used for cattle breeding purposes, Greeno. Mm. He told doctors he took the pills because he planned to have sexual congress with a 30-year-old woman. That's right, because I've read this story on Masha. He's like a 51-year-old guy.
Yeah.
He was very excited about having sex with a 30-year-old woman, and he was like going down to her town or something, which was like a drive away. So he took the bull Viagra because he was like, I'm going to make the most of this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to fuck nonstop.
Nonstop.
Basically. Good on him. The super rock-hard lad ended up needing surgery to tackle the persistent engorgement at Specialist Hospital in Mexico's north. And I would have paid money to see that footage.
Yeah.
See him slice that member open. Because that's I do a lot of those stories, Greeno, about like the freaks that get like way too much plastic surgery and want to turn themselves into human representations of various animals and lizards and shit.
Mm.
I only watch it because I want to see them get butchered on the operating table. that's where I'm at right now as
Fingers
a person.
Crossed.
I've become so cynical and so sick and bitter and twisted that I just want to see people in pain.
Fair enough.
Sex toy dominated consumer electronics show, Greeno. And isn't that quite the picture?
Mm.
It's a very interesting toy. Sex tech graced the consumer electronics show in Las Vegas last week after organizers endured scorn for revoking an innovation award to a sex device company led by a female founder, Greeno. Oh, they're always crushing the females. The gadget show allowed space for sex tech companies as a one-year trial in the health and wellness section, Greeno.
Mm.
This could definitely get on Mamma Mia. One startup gadget.
Mamma Mia's all over this.
Yeah, one startup gadget for this year's showcase was the Osei robotic personal massager by Laura DiCarlo, CEO and founder. DiCarlo said it does way more than just pleasure. It's immediately connected to stress relief, to better sleep, to empowerment and confidence. I don't know. That seems like a lot of airy fairy promises there. That's. I think this is right up there with Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina gems or whatever she had. Remember those things?
You know what else would also give you pleasure, stress relief, better sleep and empowerment, Damo?
Sex with a real human being?
Rub and tugs. Mm.
Let's spare a thought for the Asian masseuses.
Exactly.
Who are struggling with coronavirus and a strict, sharp drop in clientele, Greeno. DiCarlo's Osei, a device that retails for $290 US.
Ah,
give me a fucking break. Definitely go to the Rub and Tug.
$3 million in advance sales, though.
$3 million in advance sale, bolstered in part by the attention it received after CES organizers overturned a decision by an independent panel of judges, Greener, to give the vibrator a prestigious innovation honoree award in the robotics and drone category. Mm. That flies itself.
It does.
Isn't that wonderful? DiCarlo and the other female founders pushed back, and following criticism, organizers ultimately reinstated the award and apologized.
Well done. Like I said, you're not going to get that kind of material over there, Mamma Mia.
Nah.
Now, Damo,
if you've got a personal story about your vibrator,
yeah,
let us know.
Get in touch with us.
We need the content.
Super Bowl review.
Super Bowl review. Show
America football. Kansas City would have come back down by 10 points going into the fourth quarter, yep. Scored 21 unanswered.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah, to get the victory. They're absolutely freaks. They were down 10.
How about Mahomes? What a cool head under pressure that kid's got.
Absolute weapon.
How old? He hasn't been around that long, has he?
Third season.
That's
third season. Yeah. Already won an MVP and a Super Bowl in 3 seasons.
Yeah. Look out, fucking Brady. There might be another kid coming towards you. Hey?
Well, Brady's at the end of his career. He's done. So.
That's what I mean, though, yeah. Right? So, like, you know.
There's big raps on Mahomes, man. Look,
but we say, like, when we see, like, a Tom Brady, right, we're like, nobody's ever going to be able to do this again. Like, think of Valentino Rossi. We were saying the same shit about Valentino Rossi, right?
Yeah.
No one's ever going to be able to do this again. And you look at the current crop.
Now you got, yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ, they're all as good as Valentino Rossi was.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. I just can't believe they came in every playoff game. They came from 10-point deficits in
That's
each
incredible.
One.
That's incredible,
and won all of them convincingly. It's not like they snuck through at the end; like they just dominated.
Like if you just looked at the score, you would say, "Oh, okay, seems like Kansas had a hold on the match all game." You know,
San Fran, you mean?
No. If you looked at the score at the end,
Kansas City was
just in control, you know.
A couple of key moments that really let them down was the fact they had a 3rd and 17 where they didn't stop the play. They got a big down, and that was the start of the comeback. So that was the turning point there from San Fran, who had one hand on the Lombardi trophy, but unfortunately for them. Alas, but
can you do a sorry book for me just while we're on the topic?
Kansas City first victory in 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. Long time coming because they've been a pretty shitty playoff team for like the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
They've choked a lot, you know, going out in the first round, going out in the second round. So
Andy Reid, who'd never won a championship either, after 22 years of coaching, was very happy for him.
Yeah,
celebrated by just getting a double cheeseburger.
A double cheeseburger.
That's what he said. He loves his food.
There you go.
He can tell you the best place to get burnt ends all through Kansas.
Yeah, but he's an American. We expect that. He knows where to get the burgers from. Sorry Book goes out to the Kansas City fans because when they were down by 10 points with about 12 minutes to go, I put out on Twitter, if this was the Patriots, I would say it's not over, but it's not the Patriots, so it's over, right? And you were the first one to say, you're obviously not paying attention to Kansas City this year. Because
you don't write them off.
And you were right. They came back, and it was pretty fucking amazing. Like I said, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
21 points in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yep. We've been gone a little bit, and it's been off season, so we've missed. We got a bunch to get.
NRL court dates.
Not just NRL, NFL, Damo.
NFL court dates.
Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman was arrested Saturday in Beverly Hills after he allegedly damaged the car by jumping on the roof of the vehicle, according to police. Not to be outdone by our NFL brethren, NRLs were back in action. This is, we decided the Raiders, after a very big year last year, he thought, here's a good idea. We're going to get rid of Joey Leilua, bring in Curtis Scott. Before he's even played a game, he was tasered after allegedly kicking and punching a police officer near the SCG. He's been charged with 2 times assaulted police officer, 1 resist arrest, 2 times behaving offensive behaviour, and 1 remaining on trust lands after the request to leave.
Fantastic.
And the Broncos, after having two of their players arrested in Bali earlier this year.
Running out of team here.
The other forward member, Joe Offengawi, goes, don't forget about me, boys. He got busted drink driving at .136.
Yeah, nice. Those good numbers.
Yeah, very good numbers there.
Good numbers.
That's enough of that one. We will sneak in, eh?
Oh, is this the long version?
It is a long version, unfortunately.
But that's not...
Sure it's a long version?
It's definitely the long version. That's the Rugby League GOAT coming up, I believe.
The GOAT, of course.
This one goes to the Rugby League Mole, who was talking about the Australian Open. Sent out a tweet going, good run while it lasted, Nick Kyrgios. Mm. You did Australia proud. Yeah. You're like, that's a good tweet.
Fair enough, yeah.
He didn't need the second line. With a Wayne Bennett-like coach, he could be world champion. Firstly, there's no world champion in tennis, dickhead.
And secondly, there's no rugby league coach that has ever taken a tennis pro to start.
Exactly. And not to be outdone, the
a Wayne Bennett like coach.
The
not Wayne Bennett.
The Telegraph found a way to sneak some rugby league into a Sydney Kings story.
Oh, really? This will be good.
So they were doing Indigenous round there at in the NBL.
Okay.
So you think they get a few of the NBL players in, a few of the Indigenous boys, maybe a Paddy Mills interview, perhaps.
Maybe do like a corroboree on the court or something that they do in like footy. You know?
The Telegraph just decided to get South Sydney Rabbitohs Indigenous players like Latrell Mitchell and James Robert show off the Sydney Kings jersey at Redfern Oval.
So they at Redfern Oval.
Yeah. So they wore it. They wore an NBL jersey.
So they wore an NBL jersey at an NRL ground with NRL players.
That's the way the Telegraph
wanted to cover it. That is one hell of a promo.
All right, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Plugs.
Follow Greeno at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. Don't forget to follow our friends at Real Person PLTCS, at ChrisMC44, at Y Censored Greeno, at BE Brad Everly.
Brad underscore Everly.
Pseudo Echo for Troy Martin, the Unity Day coordinator. And of course, last but definitely not least, Greeno, Granny Sears on Twitter.
That's right.
For another week.
Granny's got a message for us as we go out.
And Granny is apparently a little pissed off from what I've been told.
All right. Well, enjoy this and see you guys next week.
See you next week.
Well, hey, boys. You little motherfuckers. Where you been? Because you ain't been on there. So where you been? There you all? On fire? Where? Getting eaten by anything down there? Something poisonous to get you? I know where it got you. Got you in your tenacity. Mm-hmm. You're fucking killing me right now. You're killing me, boys. At this rate, you're gonna have, what, 12 shows all year? Something like that? That ain't gonna fly with Granny. Oh, no. Granny's gonna come get her revenge. You're gonna be begging for mercy from the bedroom and a little hollowed-out closet where you all tied up, naked.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges...
Alleged!
Yes, yes. Alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.